Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Connie Adams from the New York State DEC is joining us on the WBEN Live line. Connie, why are Canadian geese a protected species?
Well, Canada geese are a migratory bird, and as such, they're protected by both state and federal law, and they are managed as a game bird in every state and provide both recreational viewing pleasure and also hunting pleasure to waterfowl hunters throughout New York State.
Now, a big criticism of the Canada geese is, of course, anybody knows this if they've gone to a park, is that they poop basically everywhere. It's tough to avoid the little landmines, if you will. Now, there are so many geese in the region. We've been told that it's just so tough to manage for some people. Can you explain exactly how they're controlled?
The number one way New York State controls or manages wildlife populations is through regulated hunting and, in some cases for fur bears, trapping seasons. So Canada geese are managed or controlled by legalized hunting in three different seasons in New York State. There's a pre-migratory season for the month of September when actually 15 per day can be taken by waterfowl hunters. There's a 70-day waterfowl season in late fall and early winter. And then in early spring, there's a short 12-day season when 5 a day can be taken. So that's the primary we try to manage our both resident and migratory waterfowl, and Canada geese are among them. And we also allow for additional management of Canada geese populations, local resident geese, by allowing and working with the federal government to allow individuals to remove or oil or sort of control the Canada geese nesting on their property by oiling the eggs. If they find a nest, they can apply for an online permit from the Fish and Wildlife Service, where they can actually apply Crisco oil in a spray to the nest, and that way they'll remain with just two adult Canada geese and won't have the 8 or 10 goslings that hatch out of the nest. So whereas people often like to see 2 Canada geese, they don't really like to see 14 Canada geese on their lawn. So there's some tolerance there. So we allow, and then also people can hire various agencies to come and harass the geese that are on their playing fields or parks. There is an actual agency called Borders on Patrol, and a gentleman shows up with border collies and will, for a fee, chase the Canada geese away from large areas where they congregate, such as parks and playing fields.
Going back to hunting the geese, of course, you know, a lot of people like to go hunting, whether it's for deer or whether, I don't know, elk or stuff like that. But when it comes to geese, do they have to get a specific permit for hunting?
Yes, exactly. So that would be, they have to have a small game license in order to hunt waterfowl. And if they're hunting on a refuge, what they also need is a waterfowl ID class, which is through New York State DEC Hunter Education Program. So, yes, most waterfowl hunters are familiar with this process, and actually a lot of Canada geese hunting in this area is done, especially not so much in wetlands, but they often hunt on farmers' fields who will welcome them most often into their field to remove the Canada geese.
Now, you mentioned some ways to remove the geese from an area. For example, you brought up the border collies as one method. But what are some ways that people can take a preventative measure? Maybe they're concerned that they could get geese on their property. What should people do just to make sure that they don't show up?
Well, a lot of times people who have Canada geese on their property are in like subdivisions where there's often a detention pond of, and people consider that they want that. They actually, as I've gone to speak to individuals, and they say, I paid extra to have a house on the lake. Well, unfortunately, that detention pond is attractive to Canada geese, and they will have Canada geese all over their backyard. One way they can dissuade geese from being there is, and no one really wants to do this, is to allow vegetation like cattails to grow up on the border of that pond. Canada geese love situations where people mow right down to the water. It just makes it so easy for them to get in and escape from any kind of threat and to leave. And not only does it make it easier for them, but it makes it easier for their small goslings when the goslings hatch. So things like simple things that in general people don't want to do. They like a manicured lawn, and so do Canada geese. And a Canada goose is primarily a grazer, so that beautiful lawn that people like to have is often the same thing that attracts the Canada goose to their backyard. And one, like I said, one goose is not a problem, but 30 geese, now all of a sudden you've got an issue.
Now, if these people get these 30 geese, like you mentioned, there's a bit of a big issue. But you mentioned earlier in our interview that Canada geese can serve a good purpose in terms of just viewing them. They're nice to look at, but do they serve any, I guess, practical purpose?
Well, I think that this is one of those things where people do derive benefit. A lot of people derive benefit and pleasure from just seeing birds on the landscape, whether they're flying over or walking around at a park. So it's a different strokes for different folks situation. So some people derive benefit just from seeing them and using them to teach children to respect and appreciate wildlife, be it birds or just wild animals on the landscape. But also Canada geese do provide this a hunting opportunity. People derive pleasure during the Canada goose seasons, the three seasons that we offer in New York State. They derive pleasure from hunting them and bonding with their fellow hunters and then enjoying the goose as table fare.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.